Most speakers start their stories and just hope that their audiences will come along on the journey. Well, that's average. World-class speakers don't do that. Instead, they make their audiences curious so that they want to come along, so that they can't wait to get into the story. For example, listen to the beginning of this story in one of my live programs. So let me ask you a question. What do you think is the number one thing that stands between most people living their dreams? What do you think that is? The number one thing that stands between most people living their dreams?
Fear.
Afraid to get up and talk, okay? Not you, but yeah, most people. Yeah. What? Who else? Fear? What else?
Themselves.
Good. What else?
Self-confidence.
Self-confidence. All your answers are great. And if you listen to them, all of your answers have one thing in common. They're all wrong. They're not wrong. They're just not the number one thing, in my opinion, that gets in the way. The number one thing is not what you think. See, I used to work for an internet company. Welcome back. Now you say, Craig, where was the story? See, that's the key. Before I even got into the story, I made my audience curious so that they'd want to hear it. How? By using the tap, tease, and transport method. And this is a three-step process that includes step number one, tapping into your audience's mind with a question or a statement. Number two, teasing them to want to know more. And number three, transporting them into your story. Keep in mind, all of this is done before the story even begins. So let's review my story. How did I tap? Well, I tapped into their mind by asking, what do you think is the number one thing that stands between most people living their dreams? That was the tap, because who were they thinking about? Themselves. So after you tap, then you tease. I told them, well, your answers are wrong. The number one thing is not what you think. So what question immediately pops into their minds? Right. Well, Craig, what's the number one thing? And that's the tease. Now they know they'll find what the number one thing is somewhere inside of my upcoming story. So they're pumped up and ready to come along. Again, all this happens before the story starts. So I tap with a question or statement, tease them to want to know more, and then I transport them. Now, I transport them into the story in a stealth fashion. What does that mean? Well, you should never say things like, listen to my story, or now I'm going to tell you a story, or anything like that. Instead, the key is to sneak into your story. Get your audience into your story before they even realize you're going to tell a story. Why? Because once you say, I'm going to tell you a story, many audience members put down their pens and let their minds wander elsewhere. So for your next story, try this three-step method out. When you use the tap, tease, and transport method, I can guarantee you'll look up and see you have everyone's undivided attention as they join you on your journey. So tap, tease, and transport. Until next week, keep speaking up.